The Bear Grease is the granddaddy of the region's sled dog events. Launched in the early 1980s, the Bear Grease quickly became the acknowledged training race for Alaska's long-distance Iditarod. But last year, the Bear Grease lost its major sponsor, the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa, when the tribe started running the Grand Portage Passage. This year's Bear Grease Marathon will run with fewer than half the usual teams and few well-known Iditarod veterans. It's no secret why. Without a major sponsor, the Bear Grease is offering an $18,000 purse. Two newer races, sponsored by Minnesota Ojibwe Indian Bands, let mushers split a purse of up to $100,000. Mark Black keeps 36 over-energized dogs and pups at his rural Duluth home. Black finished 6th in last year's race, and despite a small purse, he's back for another run.
It's just a long, tough race that you can really tell if you've got a decent dog team or not by how well you do in the Bear Grease. If you can do well in the Bear Grease, you can do well in the Iditarod.
There's only one big-name musher in the race this year, last year's marathon winner, John Barron of Willow, Alaska. Duluth's Mark Black says it takes money to attract the top names in dog sledding.
It's money talks. You know, if we had a $200,000 purse, we could have the Bear Grease in July and we'd have teams here. It comes down to money.
It's simple economics. The top mushers are professionals who make dog sledding their livelihood. Black says prize money hasn't kept up with soaring expenses.
You know, when I first got involved with sled dog racing, for $1,500, I could have bought 6 dogs, the harnesses, the lines, a sled, and a trailer to pull them around. $1,500 now buys you a halfway decent dog.
But it's more than money that's hurting the John Bear Grease Marathon. According to Tim White of Grand Marais, a former Bear Grease official and current president of the International Federation of Sled Dog Sports.
I mean, if you make win a lot of money, but the cost is that you've injured some key dogs that could have helped you in the Iditarod, then you're not gaining anything.
The Bear Grease Marathon's long distance and tough terrain along the steep hills hugging Minnesota's North Shore takes its toll on mushers and dogs. As a warm-up for the Iditarod, the Bear Grease may be too challenging.
And they don't want to go in a race which is more likely to result in a few key dogs being injured. And the Bear Grease, being the length it is and the trail that it runs, does have a reputation now among many mushers, in particular Iditarod competitors, as being not so dog friendly.
The Bear Grease now competes with 12 other regional races. This year, 2 others were scheduled the same weekend. It was a rare turn of good fortune that poor snow conditions forced races in Hinckley and Aiken to cancel. Race officials concede that schedule conflicts are hurting the sport. Grand Portage race coordinator Matthew Brown says the big 3, Bear Grease, Hinckley, and Grand Portage, will talk in the off-season to set a schedule that complements rather than conflicts each other.
That we're trying to preserve sled dog racing and the history of sled dogs. And one of the ways we can do it is by having our race here and also working with the Bear Grease and with Hinckley to make northern Minnesota here one of the hotbeds of sled dog racing and mushing in general.
Brown says the Grand Portage Band is also helping with cash. The band announced Wednesday they're adding $5,000 to the John Bear Grease purse. Bear Grease organizers call this a rebuilding year for the long-distance marathon. Yet a small purse doesn't seem to have hurt the Bear Grease's shorter event, a 150-mile race that caters mostly to hobby mushers. The mid-distance race has been growing in popularity, with 30 teams set to sprint from Duluth to the Sawbill Trail, just 2 hours after the marathoners leave Duluth Sunday afternoon. In Duluth, I'm Bob Kelleher, Minnesota Public Radio.